Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All righty, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are currently tuned into is Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. And if you don't know by now, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, me, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour on all these great stations. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Allow me to share some thoughts with you about politicians in general. Let's start that way. So I was reminded how disappointed I normally am from the regular politician. I'm very pessimistic. I don't like most politicians. I realize nobody is perfect and every single human being is flawed, but how flawed is too flawed? Now, I completely understand there's a certain level of infatuation with President Donald Trump, but in all honesty, prior to becoming the president of the United States, Donald Trump's life was riddled with scandal, right? It was infidelity, womanizing, rumors of multiple bankruptcies. His Trump University was a bit of a flop. His Trump Foundation ended with a restrained thud. There was a beauty pageant infraction or two, housing discrimination biases, multiple cases of fiscal curious casino dealings. He was linked to tenant intimidation, and even in the late 70s, he was linked to the mafia. But in lieu of all of that, in lieu of all of it, in 2016, he was a more palatable choice for middle America than Hillary Clinton. Now, enter squeaky clean Joe Biden, who is quickly becoming no stranger to the back page scandals. The former vice president was President Obama's point man on cleaning up corruption in the Ukraine and handed his son Hunter a high-paying position with a corrupt energy company. Subsequently, the United States Attorney's Office is investigating Hunter's taxes, is dealing with Chinese nationalists with potential ties to Papa Biden. He's in a world of it. Now, despite all of his warts, including legitimate questions about his cognitive capabilities, America eagerly welcomed this lifetime politician as a pseudo-messiah, shattering every known presidential voting record in process. Where am I going with this? Well, allow me to continue. Washington is a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. Each day we uncover new levels of perverted immoralities. The blistering light speed by which the nation is descending into Dante's nine circles of hell is perfectly illustrated by the rapid fall from grace by the once Democrat darling Andrew Cuomo. Multiple accusations of workplace sexual harassment and bullying, all of that are child's play when compared to the latest abomination involving Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. Now, Gaetz is being investigated, I'm sure you all know, for sex trafficking violations, extortion, wild orgies, and having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. These are your representatives in Washington. This isn't a partisan issue. In fact, members of both political parties work together to fleece taxpayers and plunge America deeper into this abyss. Congress continually prioritizes short-term political gain over lasting, principled leadership. The swamp is bubbling over with corruption, dishonesty, sleaze, greed, you name it. It's in the swamp. We need a 20th century version of George Washington. Money laundering, drug and alcohol addiction, ignorance, arrogance, and all these wild sexual encounters have weakened the foundation of this nation. Politicians at all levels appear oblivious to their own hypocrisies and unapologetically represent the worst in public service. You may be unaware of this, but there is actually a slush fund of sorts. For the past 21 years, members of Congress have used $17 million of taxpayer money to settle sexual harassment claims brought on by their staffers. $17 million of my dollars used to defend a bunch of creeps in Washington for their sexual perversions. Amazing. It all reads like a poorly written primetime soap opera where lust, greed, and influence reign. Think about it. The old and the decrepit, starring Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. Now, during just the Obama and Trump administrations, the last 12 years, here's a fraction of the debauchery that the Washington elite can lay claim to. This is just in the last 12 years. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Congressman Eric Swalwell all have employed foreign spies. Anthony Weiner, U.S. Representative, resigned from Congress due to multiple sexting scandals. I got to sit down for this one. William Mendoza, the executive director of Indian and Alaska Native Education, pleaded guilty to attempting to use his government-issued iPhone to look up the skirts of several women on the D.C. Metro. This is an executive director of a major group in Washington, D.C. Dennis Hassert violated banking rules, lied to the FBI, and hushed money to conceal sexual misconduct with an underage boy. Aaron Schock, U.S. Rep., resigned from office after evidence surfaced that he used campaign funds for travel, and he redecorated his office with taxpayer funds to look like the set of Downton Abbey, the television series. Rick Reinze, Republican, Arizona, guilty, wire fraud, conspiracy, extortion, racketeering, money laundering, and making false statements to insurance regulators. Want me to keep going? I will. Jesse Jackson pleaded guilty to one felony count of fraud, $750,000 in campaign money to buy stuffed animals, elk heads, and fur capes. Corrine Brown, U.S. Rep., found guilty of fraud, $800,000 from fake charities for her own personal use. Duncan Hunter, he was indicted with his wife, federal court, on dozens of charges, including wire fraud and using campaign funds for personal use. The list continues. Chris Collins, U.S. Representative, charged with wire fraud, committing small security fraud, and lying to the FBI. We know about Al Franken, resigned in 2018, several allegations of sexual misconduct. Steve Stockholm, U.S. Representative, orchestrated a scheme to steal money from charitable foundations and was eventually convicted of 23 felonies. Trent Franks, U.S. Representative, Republican, resigned when confronted about asking some of his staff to be sexual surrogates. Tim Murphy, he's an anti-abortion congressman, resigned after urging his mistress, who he got pregnant, to seek an abortion. No scruples. Total hypocrites. Joe Barton, U.S. Representative, a member of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, was found to have sent videos to several women on the internet of himself masturbating. And we know about Jonathan Edwards, who in 2008 was a rising star, was cheating on his wife while she was battling with cancer. Oh, don't forget Larry Craig, by the way, who pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. Apparently he was passing sex notes in a restroom stall in a Minneapolis airport. The list goes on and on and on. I'm just scratching the surface. These are people that you vote for. These are people that you're supposed to look up to. These are folks who are supposed to make decisions that affect your everyday life. And they can't even keep their own life straight. It literally is like a wild, power-hungry orgy in Washington. Because this is only the stuff that we know about. What about the stuff that we don't know about? What about what's flying under the surface? How much of this is actually going on that we have absolutely no clue about? This is absolutely disgraceful.
It's a gruesome embarrassment of the substandard candidate that eventually slithers itself to D.C. Sex, drugs, money, this unquenchable thirst for power. Now, that's what fuels Washington. Power, drugs, sex. The moral values of the average American cannot be this bankrupt. I'm talking to you, who's listening to me in Idaho right now. Housewife. I'm talking to you driving a truck on Route 66 in California. Or the waitress who's sitting in her convertible waiting for the light to turn green on Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm talking to you. There's no way that your morals line up with the people in Washington. It's impossible. You're better than that. You're better than them. And we need to demand more from them. This is unacceptable behavior that's going on. And when I tune into the evening news or I get popped with a story on my cell phone, a new update, and it's another sex scandal or a drug scandal or a money laundering scandal, it's disgusting. It's pathetic. And the problem is, you know whose fault it is? It's ours. It's the folks out there voting. It's your fault. It's my fault. We've got to recognize these bad candidates. And like searching out vampires, we've got to hit them with the garlic and put a stake through their hearts. Otherwise, they just keep coming back over and over and over again. It's sad. All right, we've got to take a very quick break. We'll come back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Added $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Thank you. We are back. It is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I have been talking here for the last couple of weeks about my hesitancy to get the vaccine, not because I'm a scared. I'm not a scaredy cat. I just don't trust the government. And here we go. Colorado vaccination site closes. Got to close early after reaction to Johnson & Johnson's vaccines. A vaccination site in Colorado closed. A limited number of people began to have adverse reactions to the vaccine, resulted in hundreds of people who waited in line for hours being sent home without a shot. The site at a Dick's Sporting Goods parking lot up north of Denver actually had 1,700 people receive vaccine shots at the site on Wednesday, but following the administration of the J&J vaccine, and during on-site observations, we saw a limited number of adverse reactions to the vaccine, according to Centra Health, which were the group that were administrating this. We followed our protocols and, in an abundance of caution, made the decision in partnership with the state to pause operations for the day. Around 640 who stood in line for the shot went home without their shots. Can you, what would you do? Would you be mad? Or would you be happy that you didn't get the shot and had a crazy reaction? I mean, I think some people probably were ticked off. They waited in line, wasted their time. But, man, wouldn't you want to be safe as opposed to being sorry? The company did not say how many people had reactions, but it said it amounted to 0.8% of those who received a vaccine dose. And they're not saying exactly what all the reactions were, but some of them were somewhat serious. A Virginia man was in a hospital suffering from a skin reaction to the vaccine. So maybe it was more skin stuff. So again, as I've said to you dozens and dozens of times, you make the choice, your body, your choice. You ever heard of that? Huh? Your body, your choice. Don't let anybody shame you. But if you feel like it benefits you, go get it. And if you feel like the risks of those kinds of reactions far outweigh what could happen if you get the Wuhan flu, then go get your vaccine. It's really that simple. I mean, again, it all boils down to what I've been saying on the radio for, well, I've been saying it all my life, but since this coronavirus hit us, it's been essentially, eventually you're going to have to make a decision. And that decision will be how you run your life. If you want a shot, you get it. If you don't want a shot, you don't get it. You're a free man or a woman. It's completely up to you. And you have to weigh the benefits versus the negatives. The problem I have here is I really do feel like somewhere along the line, they're going to mandate this thing, depending upon what you want to do with yourself. If you want to travel, if, you know, maybe at a job, you're going to need it. And I, you know, that is bordering on, to me, being unconstitutional and against your rights. But I'm sure that'll be taken up down the road, because I can definitely see a place of business somewhere along the line saying, listen, you can't work here unless you get a shot. And then that'll go to court. And then, you know, we'll figure out exactly how the Supreme Court looks at it as it makes its way through the lower courts eventually to the Supreme Court. You can see that coming. Right. You can see a restaurant owner who wants his employees vaccinated because he wants to set his customers' minds at ease. And I get it. And if there's a bartender who says, no, I'm not doing it, and they fire him or her, yeah, you could see a lawsuit coming on this a mile away. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect is still on the run following a shooting at a South Central Texas business. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James saying someone opened fire this afternoon at the Kentmore Cabinets corporate office.
Officers responded. They found several victims.
and they were checking the area, checking the building, four victims. Right now, the subject is at large.
James not releasing the suspect description or possible motive, calling it a fluid situation. South Carolina police say former NFL player Philip Adams fatally shot five people before killing himself. Adams, who is black, killed Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife, and two grandchildren as they were all found dead in Leslie's home yesterday. And two air conditioning technicians were also shot. All the victims were white. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Let me spell it out for you. L-E-E-E-L-C-I. And I spell it because I want you to go to my website, leeelsie.com. And when you go there, you can like this button and like my Facebook page as well. So we can kind of go back and forth that way. But I appreciate everybody who does that. And the website will be up and officially operational very, very soon. We'll have some neat swag for you guys to grab. It'd be kind of neat. So a couple things with this Chauvin trial that I want to get into. So as you know, if you've been paying attention, his superiors came down pretty hard on him, saying that they're not trained to treat their people in particular in restraints in that manner. So that may go a long way in the prosecution's attempt to get him with a murder charge. But, you know, I wanted to get to a couple of different things. One is there's drugs everywhere. So I don't know how much that has to play in the case as a whole, but I would think it has to have some bearing on whether or not you thought this guy could possibly die from what happened. Right, fentanyl and all these different pills, everything was in his system. Essentially, he was on everything. So, you know, as a juror, if you were a juror, you'd have to make up your mind how much of an impact did that have on him dying. But I wanted to, aside from the case itself, I wanted to get into something else. I wanted to get into something that the leader of the Black Lives Matter movement said, and I think it's very important. Black Lives Matter's activist, or one of their activist leaders, threatens, quote, all hell is going to break loose if George Floyd's murderer is not sentenced. Model and social media influencer Maya Echols, who boasts nearly a half a million TikTok followers, also said, don't be surprised when buildings are on fire. So this, quote unquote, influencer, this supposed peaceful movement, BLM, all peaceful, very peaceful, are threatening everyone that buildings are going to burn, cities will be on fire, people will die as a result of whatever verdict they end up rendering here. And we all know that whatever they decide will not be enough, right? A murder one charge is still going to cause cities to burn because people are going to be angry that they have to relive this situation again, so people are going to take to the streets. But God help us. If Black Lives Matter, according to the leadership of Black Lives Matter, God help us, if they don't get the decision that they think is just, they're going to burn everything to the ground again. And my question is the leadership of this nation going to stand around with their arms folded and said, well, they're angry, they're upset, they feel frustrated by all of this? Right? Can you see it happening? I can see it happening. I think it's going to happen. I think no matter what verdict is read the final day of Chauvin's trial, it's not going to be good enough. And you're getting evidence of that right now. So I think you're going to see chaos in the streets after this thing is all said and done. So just remember, Black Lives Matter and their leadership essentially threatened America yesterday. And by the way, remember what Black Lives Matter is all about. Black Lives Matter, their goal is the replacement of the U.S. Constitutional Republic with a communist government. No matter what they say, how to spin it, that's what they want. U.S. corporations are donating hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, to the three Los Angeles-based female Marxist founders of Black Lives Matter, one of which I just referenced, Maya Echols. And they're getting rich off of this. The donations are helping the three Marxist founders to replace the free enterprise system that built the most effective economic engine in the history of mankind. And they want to replace it with communism. Period. End of sentence. The partial list, by the way, of corporations donating to this Marxist-controlled movement include, but are not limited to, Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Coca-Cola, Gatorade, Wendy's, McDonald's, Nabisco, Ritz, Warner Music, Airbnb, Nike, Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, Google, Levi Strauss, Gap, Old Navy, H&M Clothing, Estee Clothing, Tom's Shoes, DoorDash, United Health Group, Teleton Health, and EA Games. And that's just to name a few. There are dozens more. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are foot soldiers for the Socialist Democrat Party. And they have been strongly supported by Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Harris, and Obama for well over a year. So when a Black Lives Matter higher up representing that movement says cities will burn if we don't get what we want, well, you better take that as a threat. Cities will burn if they don't get what they want. So we better be prepared to push back, I would think. You remember Black Lives Matter and Antifa created a $2 billion destruction force, put 2,000 police officers in the hospital, ambushed and assassinated police officers, torched thousands of police cruisers, just to name a few things that they did last summer. I mean, you may have had a busy summer last summer, but certainly Black Lives Matter had a real, real busy summer last summer. All right, I want to change gears. I want to play you some audio from Joe Biden. And Joe Biden speaking today to announce actions on gun control. All right, let's listen into this.
You know, we're joined today by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who I've asked to prioritize gun violence. It's also good to see the second gentleman who is here. And it's good to see the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, who cares deeply about this issue as well. And I look out there and I see so many members of Congress who've led in this fight. So many of you who've never given up. So many of you are absolutely determined, as Murphy and others are, to get this done.
What did he just say?
We've got a long way to go. It seems like we always have a long way to go.
Yeah.
But also, today we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis.
Okay.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment.
Oh, really?
They're phony arguments.
I can't wait to hear this.
Suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about.
Okay.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Hmm.
You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Right.
Call the freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
So they're going to go after the AR-15, of course.
In this country is an epidemic.
Sure is.
Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international virus.
Yes. Let's give them a round of applause.
You know, we saw it again last night as I was coming to the Oval Office.
Mm.
I got the word that in South Carolina, a physician with his wife, two grandchildren, and a person working at his house was gunned down, all five. So many of the people sitting here today know that well, unfortunately. You know, they know what it's like when the seconds change your life forever.
Yeah.
To the word enough.
Okay.
Enough, enough, enough. First, the steps we're going to take immediately.
All right.
And second, the action that needs to be taken going forward to curb the epidemic of gun violence. I asked the Attorney General and his team to identify for me immediate, concrete actions I could take now. Without having to go through the Congress.
Yeah, forget that.
And today I'm announcing several initial steps my administration is taking to curb this epidemic of gun violence. Yeah. Much more need be done, but the first.
Yeah, screw the Republic.
I want to rein in the proliferation of so-called ghost guns.
All right.
These are guns that are homemade.
Yeah.
Built from a kit and include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit.
All right.
They have no serial numbers. So when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. The second action we're going to take, back in the year 2000, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms released a report on its investigations of firearms trafficking in America. And we have to adjust.
We also have to ask the Justice Department to release a new annual report. This report will better help policymakers address firearms trafficking as it is today, not what it was yesterday. The third change,
but we want to
treat pistols modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace hook and a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle. That's what the alleged shooter in Boulder appears to have done. I want to be clear that these modifications to firearms that make them more lethal should be subject to the National Firearms Act. The National Firearms Act requires...
All right, so that's good for now. They're coming for your guns. You knew that was going to happen, right? They're coming for your guns. Now, we can have a debate about the ghost guns. I don't know enough about that. That actually almost seems like a reasonable request, but I'm sure that there are folks out there listening to me right now who can dispel that quickly. But I'll do more research on that before I go down the rabbit hole. But just know, guys, that this is just the camel sticking the nose underneath the tent. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your ability to protect yourself. That is going to happen. I'm Lee Elsie. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. As always, you can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, or go to my brand new website, LeeElsie.com, with a lot of cool things up there, with a lot of merchandise on the way. Special guest, Joel Griffith from the Heritage Foundation is on with us. So here's the deal. So we've got a lot of great listeners who are listening in Long Island and New York, New York City. Give us a once over. Tax-wise, they're getting punched in the jaw again, right?
Well, yeah, the Governor Cuomo is proposing to make New York number one.
Yay!
Number one in corporate taxes just about and individual income tax rates. It's really just mind-blowing. The basic package would hike the top personal income tax rate to 10.9%. And then we add in the city taxes, as you all know, in New York City, you add in that, and you have a top rate of nearly 15% on the individual income tax level. It's amazing. And the business taxes aren't much better. You would raise that tax rate to be one of the highest in the country. And I'm just floored that he's doing this at a time, number one, when you know if you visit Miami any day in the week, Miami or Palm Beach, you see thousands of business people that have already left because you go from a double-digit tax rate to a 0% tax rate on your individual income. And you see this outflow of people, which is over the last 10 years, New York is number one in people leaving the state in domestic out-migration to places like Florida. And he's proposing this enormous tax hike. It's really mind-blowing that he would do this, and it's going to be just another nail in the coffin of what used to be America's economic engine.
Joel, I think a lot of these politicians are missing the new way of thinking. They're trapped in the past, and they don't understand. People can just pick up and move, and they can do their job from a different state with incredible ease. They don't need to be in Manhattan. They don't need to be in New York. You don't have to be sitting somewhere on Wall Street to be a hedge fund guy in New York City. You can go down to Florida. You can go out to Vegas and do all this, or Texas, where they're not going to bang you and hit you for all these taxes, right?
That's right. This was already happening pre-COVID, and we should be really clear on that. If you look at census data going back decades, you see out-migration almost each and every year from New York. This was already happening. Now it's accelerated, and now companies are realizing that many of their employees, they don't need to be physically in that location as well. I mean, you saw just the other day, people, New York legislators are threatening to reimpose a dormant financial transaction tax on all stock trades and futures trades that would occur in the city of New York. Well, guess what? You don't have to do those trades in New York anymore. You can route those elsewhere. And the New York Stock Exchange, the president went to the Wall Street Journal and penned an op-ed saying, look, if you impose this tax, we might move our floor
right
elsewhere. So it's really sad to see this happen. And the other thing is, too, you know, he's doing this. Governor Cuomo is proposing this under this, I think, guise that somehow state revenues have just fallen off a cliff during COVID. And that's an absolute lie. Number one, New York spends about twice as much per capita in government services as the state of Florida. And number two, the revenue decline during this part of the fiscal year is down 0.1%. For every dollar in tax revenue loss, which is minuscule during this COVID crisis, the federal government has stepped in and delivered $1,000 of aid. This is just a massive, massive wealth grab, and it's not just going to hurt the wealthy in New York. It's going to hurt many other people that actually don't have the ability to pick up and move. A lot of those individuals are going to be harmed. It's not so easy when you're middle class and you need to uproot your job and maybe leave your family, your church, your synagogue, your mosque. It's difficult, and this is really a slap in the face to many of these hardworking people that the governor says he's a supporter of.
Didn't he already go to the people of the state of New York and essentially beg the wealthier folks to stay? Didn't he do that? Am I dreaming that? Or I kind of remember that last year, right?
Oh, he pretty much did last year. In fact, just a few years ago, he was boasting about how he's making New York into a business-friendly climate once again. We've got corporate tax rates that are the lowest since 1968, which, of course, in New York is still high relative to the rest of the country.
Right.
It's as if, in the midst of all the scandals that he's been rocked by, obviously the latest scandal with people that have worked for him, females, but then also at the other scandal, which actually resulted in people dying, how he was sending COVID-positive patients
right
back to nursing homes, forcing that to happen. He has made life absolutely miserable for the people of New York. And that's in addition to the fact that you walk down through Manhattan, which I've been there several times last year, and you see all these boarded-up buildings and restaurants that are out of business. It's made New York a very unpleasant place to live across the state, and he's making matters worse, but it's as if he's just trying to appeal to the woke mob,
right,
the very far left that is taking over New York politics, trying to maybe to hold on to a job. Well, maybe he'll hold on to his job by appealing to that radical base, but this is not going to be good for the people of the state. It might be good for a few of the politicians and the unions, but not the vast majority of the workers.
Hey, where can folks learn more about you? I'm running out of time.
Oh, sure. Go to heritage.org. Any issue you're interested in, just put it in the search bar or put my name in there, Joel Griffith. You'll see a ton of information.
All right, Joel, that wraps it up for me. Wayne Allen Root is next. I'll catch you guys next Tuesday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Be fine.